Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
So wild sports night while you were watching the Guardians go back and forth. Also LeBron playing in the play-in against the Pelicans. And that one turned out to be a wild game. Lakers jumped out to a big-time lead early. LeBron James was ferocious in the first half, but then came Zion Williamson. He ended up with 40 points, 11 boards, but not enough. Not enough, as the Pelicans will drop down to the other play-in game. The Lakers
advance. Seems that the Pelicans' playoff existence might be brief.
Yeah, they don't have Zion. They are in big, big trouble. But the Lakers are moving on.
Looks like he's holding the Pelican brief.
And the Lakers will play in
don't
the playoffs.
Don't put it over. Fine. Yeah, don't.
What reaction were you looking for?
Well, you love that movie. I thought you'd at least chuckle. You gave me nothing. Fine. Moving on.
The Lakers will play.
Go to hell.
The Denver Nuggets. They were not going to dodge the Denver Nuggets. In the other game, Sacramento ended the dynasty. Mike Brown going up against his former coach. He was assistant under Steve Kerr for those championship teams with the Golden State Warriors, but the Warriors lose. They get drubbed 118-94. Kenny, the end of an era. Did you take any joy in seeing Golden State lose last night?
No. I took no joy at all. It closes, it in a weird way, it closes a chapter for all of us. It closes a chapter for me. Not as a Cavs fan overall, even though you'll accuse me of it, but it closes a chapter during that era of great Cavalier basketball. I mean, exceptional basketball with LeBron and putting the final touches on that entire moment of winning a championship in 2016, that 4-year period between the two teams, and finally seeing it come to sunset on their dynasty, on their dynastic tendencies, and starting to move on and rebuild. And hopefully, Golden State will go back to being what Golden State was before. But either way, it was a hell of a run by them.
Yeah, people take different tacks, especially Cleveland fans, in talking about Golden State, because I know fans were so annoyed with Golden State after playing them 4 years in the NBA Finals. To me, I think we're always going to be linked to Golden State. I mean, your championship is considered one of the great championships in sports, in modern-day sports, because they overcame the Golden State Warriors, and they beat the Golden State Warriors.
Well, I think you and I have fought this type of thinking before. I think the person's first thinking in Cleveland today will be, finally, good, they suck, overrated, and go, no.
So
no.
I say the opposite.
The absolute opposite.
I build them up. I build up the Warriors big time because it makes us look
like
better.
73-9, I want to make it out the greatest team ever, and they lost in the finals to our Cavs. Like, I want to build them up. We had this, you and I think, agreed with each other then, too. But I wanted to build them up as, Michael's Bulls couldn't take them. The 70s and 80s, Celtics or Lakers couldn't take them. The 76ers in 83 couldn't take them. Like, none of them could take them. It is absolutely the Golden State Warriors. That's it. That's all. End of story. Because the Cavs beat them, and it builds up the Cavs. And I think when people look back at the annals of history 50, 100 years from now, if you look at the greatest team ever, and if you take a look at that assembly, well, why didn't they finish in the finals? Well, it was the greatness of LeBron, Kyrie Irving, J.R. Smith, the big shot ability of him. Like, you read through the history of it, I think it tells a richer story with a team that is considered, arguably, obviously, the greatest ever.
Meanwhile, Steve Kerr set to ponder what things are going to be like now after the loss last night.
We've been really blessed here with amazing players and, you know, multiple championships and finals appearances and the highest of highs. And this is the flip side. This is life. This is how it works. You don't get to stay on top forever. So what happens this summer and going into next year, we'll worry about that later. But our guys have been fighting for so long. They're incredible competitors and warriors, and I couldn't be prouder of them. But, you know, we've got an off season where we've got a lot to think about.
Yeah, Kerr's been somebody who's talked about leaving the game, retiring.
Might need a change of scenery.
Maybe. I mean, he's not that old, right?
No. How old's Steve Kerr?
I know he's had a lot of physical concerns. His back has plagued him for like 30 years.
Basketball players have bad backs.
Yeah, he's 58.
58. Not even 60 yet. Still a young man. Definitely could use a change of scenery. Another team could use his hand, his wisdom, his way of reaching in and getting the best out of young players. Really need to let him know of the rest of the NBA on how he can show everybody what he can do with a young core of players, a core four, dare you say. And
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And bring together the talent of a guy who some consider a unicorn. I don't know where that would be, but maybe a change of scenery would do him good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Trying to be interesting here.
You got any thoughts on where that might be?
I will monitor.
I have no idea.
Okay.
You guys can go ahead and decide where you want. I have no idea where a place like that could be.
We will continue to monitor. Mm. Absolutely. Hey, might be some good news, although I was very confused at some of the reaction to the words yesterday as the Browns assembled again in Berea, not just over Christian Kirksey and Shard Higgins, but also, who are going to retire as great Cleveland Browns, but also because Deshaun Watson is getting closer to returning. He's already throwing full speed. Here's head coach Kevin Stefanski yesterday.
Deshaun, the medical team of ramping him up and throwing and getting, he's doing all the things he's supposed to be doing when it comes to rehab. So when we get to those points in OTAs and minicamp, we'll go with what's suggested by the medical team. But he's doing a great job.
All right, I took that yesterday as something really, really full of optimism. So I was surprised when I saw some people debating the situation with Deshaun Watson when he's coming back. I mean, he's saying, if you take him at his word, that he's been throwing full speed and there have been no limitations whatsoever. I think that sounds excellent.
Yeah, I have more on this coming up. I was a little bit confused by people's sentiments on. There was a couple of reporters like, I don't know what to make of it. Like, oh, didn't he just tell you? Didn't he just say he was going to be there for week one? I don't understand. Like, I've been questioning, yeah. Like, well, it's a serious injury. And then once he says he's there for week one, I'm going, well, I have no choice but to take him at his word. Which some people go, well, he said he was going to be perfectly fine for the Ravens game, and he was going to be perfectly fine. okay, fine. I guess we could sit here and fight about it over the next 4 months when they can't even play football.
There was a big debate over when the injury happened last year, and they didn't really clarify because they didn't know. It didn't sound like they knew, which, you know, last year people were very irritated at the media for speculating on that. And, I mean, that's the Browns. The Browns either weren't being forthcoming or they just flat out didn't know. So one or the other. But
I think there could be more to that as well. I'll tell you, it's 640.
We had unbelievable viewership for the WNBA draft, Kenny. I know you didn't watch any of it. I watched about 10 minutes of it.
I told you I tried to click. I did click in for a minute, but I was late to the party because I was late coming home.
It drew a massive number. It basically did better than every other draft except the NFL. It was along the same lines of day two of the NFL draft last year. That's how many people watched it, a record 2.45 million viewers for the WNBA draft, in which there was no intrigue. Mm-hmm. We all knew who was going number one overall. Is this a step in the right direction? Is there talking expansion?
Women's basketball is as hot as it's ever been in its history. And a courtesy of Yahoo Sports, Kathy Engelbert, who Lima knows, they are friends. Would you consider yourselves friends?
Oh, yes. We had cocktails together.
Go.
We are discussing how we can get her on the show.
WNBA commish Kathy Engelbert announced the league is considering Philadelphia, Toronto, Nashville, South Florida, and Denver as potential cities for WNBA expansion. And I say, why not us? Why not Cleveland?
I saw
the replies to my tweet are, some people are trying to make dollars and cents of it. A lot of sexism in there, which I could imagine. But there you go. I mean, it's the internet. That's where that lives on the internet.
Now the question is, if there was an expansion team in the state of Ohio, would it go to Cleveland?
Well, that was my issue with it. Some people were saying Columbus, and I said absolutely not. Don't want it in Columbus. In fact, I'd like to take the hockey team from Columbus and bring it on up here too. But I just don't want Columbus to have anything.
The state of our city is strong.
Yeah, what is?
I want us to have things. Of course, we're hiring old college buddies for
what is
for
the
jobs
mayor
here,
willing
so.
To do?
And we're just getting started.
He's got more college buddies he's going to hire. Okay, what were you going to say, Tone? I'm sorry, I was distracted.
See. He can hire his college roommates, but Jake Diebler cannot hire his brother at Ohio State. Apparently.
My college roommate became a Navy SEAL. That's right. That's a good point. Jake Diebler can't hire his own brother down at Ohio State.
According to the Ohio Revised Code, Kenny,
now,
as you know, I used to go to sleep at night with the Ohio Revised Code when I covered the State House.
Let me ask you this. Did Jake and John Diebler room with each other at Ohio State? Because that might be a legal loophole
then,
we can look into.
Then you can get past it.
Okay.
I think that is the case.
Let's think about this for a moment.
Did you know Ohio had such stringent nepotism laws on the books?
I had no clue until you just told me.
Interesting. That's it for about last night.
Outstanding. Coming up at 9:20 this morning, Coach David Thorpe will join us. We'll talk hoops with him. Coming up next,
we're going to get the first breakdown of the Magic and Cavs series from David Thorpe. He's going to come on our show before he even does it with Zach Lowe or anybody else.
He says, coming up next, he says he's ready for the season. What's everybody freaking out about? Ken Carman, Tone Master General, Brian of the Elf, Whammer, live in the morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.